Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For today, Sunday, March 26th, we are happy that you are able to join us tonight. If you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. I'm going to turn it over to Denise so that she can greet you in her way, and also she has beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming to you tonight, I promised a week or so ago to give you some more detailed news about the Premier Day Spa, which is sponsored by Day Spa Magazine. It's the Premier Day Spa show with the Spa Business Forum. It's the beauty industry's most important show, delivering the education you need to succeed. It takes place June 3rd through 5th, 2017. The education days are June 3rd through 5th. The exhibition floor is open June 4th through 5th. This all takes place at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. It's beauty industry. It's for beauty industry professionals and for students only. So make sure you have your credentials when showing up. Again, the Premier Day Spa with Spa Business Forum is co-locating with the Premier Orlando International Beauty Event. For more information, you can go online to premierdayspa.biz, or you can call 800-335-7469. Online, you can use the hashtag Premier Day Spa. I just wanted to give a few of the classes and let you know a couple of the vendors who will be there. On the Day Spa and aesthetic side, you have Pavonia Skincare. You have the ever so popular Eminence Organic Skincare, which is a very good line. You have Satin Smooth. They all have a booth, but Satin Smooth also will be having some classes, I think, on that Monday and that Sunday. You have Kelly Baker, who will be there doing brows and with her brow products. You have Farmhouse Fresh, Dermalogica. You have Genetica Skincare, Dermatude. It's going to talk all about metatherapy and, you know, facelift alternative. So they will be there actually with the class. Edgar Renee Aesthetic Education and Consulting Group will be there with the class. You have Nature Pure Labs, Martini Beauty. GM Collin with Corrective Skincare Solutions. The Melanoma Foundation of New England will be there with the Skinny on Skin. It's a skin cancer education program, which should be really good. Light STEM is LED, a holistic approach to skin fitness. Image Skincare, they have, with featuring Dawn Clifford, they have three different classes. Saturday, Sunday and Monday, advanced penetration systems and how they work, brand building tips to drive revenue and increase loyalty, and using innovative peel solutions to help the skin age later. Okay. And so it's just a long list of different brands who will be there on the showroom floor, as well as educating. Then I wanted to move on and talk a little bit about there's some massage therapy continuing education for licensed massage therapists. All the classes have been approved by the Florida Board of Massage Therapy for continuing education and are NCBTMB approved. Massage therapists must register for classes in order to receive credit. You must register for the class or for the classes to receive credit. Okay, you can receive up to 12 hours of live classroom continuing education credit. The pre-registration, again, is required. Seating is limited, so you need to register early. And, again, you can go on and register at premierdayspa.biz, or you can call 800-335-7469. Okay, and so on Saturday, the Central Florida School of Massage will be there, and Touch Education will be there as well, talking rapid relaxation techniques, intro to craniosacral, okay? So that's on the massage therapy side. And then we have some anti-aging education going on. DermaWare, bio-targeted skincare will be there, okay? They'll be talking peel chemistry and combining peels. That should be very interesting. That should be really interesting. Peel chemistry and combining peels. They also will be talking corrective peeling, don't be so sensitive, peel solutions, okay? Nature Pure Labs will be there. Reverse effect of menopause on the skin, 100% naturally. That will be great because I'm right now working with an actress who who's going through menopause, or perimenopause at least, and it's pretty interesting. So that will be a great class. Who else do we have? The International Institute of Reflexology. We're talking the art of foot and hand reflexology. You have Nico Cosmetics. Three P's of creating your own certified organic skincare line. So it's going to be, again, a ton of brands, a ton of education. If you're interested in going, this is going to actually be the class, I think, to go to. And I didn't even mention makeup, but there's more classes, more education with the makeup and some more advanced workshops. And I can talk about those next week. No, we don't have a show next week. The week after then, we have a show, and I will go into more detail on the makeup and the whole spa business. A forum that's going to take place at that event. So, again, if you're interested, you can register at premierdayspa.biz or call 800-335-7469. This is the Premier Day Spa with Spa Business Forum.
All right. Thank you very much.
So I wanted to bring on tonight's guest and just read a little bit for you. In honor of Women's History Month, beauty culturist Valencia P.T. Taylor has created her Evolving Beauty Planner, Essential Tactics to Being Happy and Successful, featuring beauty influencers such as Cocotique's Dana Hill, VH1's Judy J. Nash, and Sister Scientist's Erica Douglas. As a beauty brand executive with over a decade of experience, Valencia has worked with over 50 brands such as Carol's Daughter, Wella Corporation, and Johnson Products, to name a few. She is also the author of Evolving Beauty, The Business of Beauty in a New Age, and she is here to talk with us about it all. Welcome, Valencia Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. That was such a nice
Absolutely. Introduction. We are happy to have you here tonight. Introduce yourself and tell us, what's a beauty culturist?
Okay, I am an author, as you know, and I'm also a consultant at Shine Beauty Culture Consultancy, a boutique consultancy that I started 10 years ago. So 2017, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Very, very proud of that. So, but I am also a culturalist, and probably more importantly than any of that, I'm a culturalist. So I study how beauty and identity and image shape women and the world around us, because they're very three powerful elements in our lives, and they shape who we are, our DNA, how we move, how we talk, how we engage with other people, and also how other people engage with us. So it's a very interesting topic for me, and I've studied it for quite some time. But also through Evolving Beauty and the Evolving Beauty brands, it's very important to me, and I'm committed to creating tools to help boost the evolution of success so that other people in business can be successful as well. I'm a self-proclaimed late bloomer, so if I can help expedite the process for anyone else, that is pretty much what I do.
Gotcha. And so you have this planner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about the planner, but also what inspired you to create the planner?
When I was on the book tour last year, the business book, I talked to so many women, I engaged with a lot of different people, and then I started doing worksheets online, and they were very successful. And so successful in meaning people were interested is what I meant. And what happened is, you know, we have this tool, you know, to build your business, but our lives are so busy. You know, our lives as women are so busy, and there's so many things, and we have so many responsibilities, myself included. So I'm like, what is it that we can do to organize ourselves better? Not only organize, but also to be true to who we are, you know, to align our business and our personal. So the whole concept behind the planner is a self and brand mastery lifestyle planner. What does that mean? It is really about how to align your passion, your purpose, and your profits to be happy and successful. Because we know a lot of successful people, but they aren't always happy.
Mm-hmm.
So the ideal of being able to align those things together is what it's all about. It's what we're really here for.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how does it work? And I know that like I mentioned in the intro, you know, there are some pretty popular women involved in this as well.
Yes, that there. Okay, so. There's actually threefold to it. So the first part of it up front is a worksheet. So there's a little bit of homework, so to speak, but it's easy homework.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say easy, but it's homework. It's about really peeling some layers back and understanding who you are and who you want to become. Because part of what this planner is about is surrendering the life you have now for the life that you want. You know, to create who you really want to become in your personal life, in your family life, in your business. And so there's a worksheet in the beginning of the planner. There's a few pages that you have to do some homework to figure out where it is and what you want to do. And once you align all of that, there's a monthly, sort of a monthly follow-up that you have to do with reflection at the end of the month. And then there's the daily pages. And you want to dig into how you organize your day. And to layer that, I included 12 amazing, amazing women in the beauty industry that share their stories, you know, their wisdom, their passion, their pain points. They're all very powerful women that are, you know, very inspiring. They're enterprising on their own, but collectively they're a tour de force. It's a very powerful piece, and they share their journey. They share, you know, how they started, what their challenges are, what their daily life is like. When they get up in the morning. So we have, you mentioned some of the people that are in the book, but in the planner, but I really strategically selected these women, and they graciously agreed to be in it, but they're independent, or they're categorized exclusively of each other, meaning that
mm-hmm.
there's only one makeup artist. There may be a couple that do makeup, but they're, you know, their core discipline is one makeup artist. There's one skincare owner. There's one natural, you know, beauty line. There's one hairstylist. There's one manufacturer. So I really, you know, there's one PR person. I really strategically aligned it so that there's 12 people, 12 women that stand on their own very strong. And it's, I'm really happy with this planner. I think it's a new movement for beauty that it's something fresh that we really haven't seen.
That's great. Yeah, and you're this is going to be an annual thing. So is there going to be a new version of it each year?
That is the goal. Every year, maybe every other year, but the way that it's positioned is that it can extend from whenever you begin. So if you begin April 1st, it's not dated in that you're stuck with it, at the end of December. So it's open.
Gotcha.
But yes, I want to do that, to do it annually. Yes.
And is this focused on, because I know you have the business book, and I want to talk about that a little later, but is this planner more for women in beauty who are entrepreneurs, women working in beauty, or is it something for your everyday woman?
It's tailored for women in beauty, and that's why I have the 12 women in motion, which is what I call them, women in motion. They're in motion pursuing our goal of having balance. We're in motion pursuing our goal of being happy and successful. And so it's really tailored towards women in beauty, that being entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, meaning you're, an executive in a company, or, brand manufacturers, influencers, even beauty enthusiasts can get something out of this planner. It's really tailored to women and women in beauty.
Nice. I need that. When you said balance, that's me. I need that planner. Wow, it's a lot I want to say. You talked about your book from last year.
Yes.
And I know I'm probably going to jump all over the place because so many things are on my mind just from what you said, and I know there's a lot of questions about the book and just this new age of beauty. As I began to research what you've done, that popped up a lot, new age of beauty. Can you describe or define what this new age of beauty is?
Sure. I believe that we are living in an era and a time in beauty history like never before. It's never existed. It didn't exist when, Madam C.J. Walker created her line or Annie Malone had her line before that. We're in a dynamic, challenging, changing time in that when I say new age, I mean two things. One being the digital age. So we're in an age of website, internet, social media. All of that is so instant. It's so instantaneous feedback and sometimes gratification. But the other thing is that you now have a website and an e-commerce site, and you're now a global brand, which never existed before. Beauty is a tangible thing. So you look at it, you smell it, you touch it, you feel it, you understand its efficacy. But we're now doing that in a visual, audio, augmented reality type of way, which we've never been able to do that in beauty before. And so I just think that it's evolving, no pun intended, it's evolving in a way that that we've never seen before. So I think that that's the first piece of it in a new age. And then the second part is about who is this new age of people. And that is by the year 2030, there will be more brown and black people in the world. And that has a different turn for melanin and a different turn for hair texture. But not just black and brown, but also mixed people that are, people that mix with different nationalities and ethnicities that mix together. And what that creates is a different type of melanin in your skin or a different skin texture and a different hair texture. So, we know everyone has wavy, straight, curly, kinky hair of different varieties, everyone on the planet. With this new surge that's, documented by the Census Bureau of, black, brown, and mixed ethnicities, manufacturers have to do something about the products that they create for us or for people of color, and I think that that is a very powerful piece that's happening in the new age of beauty. And so those two pieces are the dynamics that define the new age of beauty.
And speaking of, you were saying in 2030 there's going to be more brown and black people in the world, you know, more mixed people. It's going to have an effect, you know, on product manufacturing. But also, where do you, because of this, what kind of changes do you foresee in the industry? Or do you think that the, or do you think there are certain changes that need to take place? And I know you just mentioned about the products, but are there, is there anything else that you think needs to take place to, for us to get in line with what the world is going to look like?
I think a respect for diversity, and that means in a humanity type of way, but also in a manufacturer way, manufacturer respect. But then also with the way our dollars are spent, I think that women of color are very savvy, and we know that they spend the most money on beauty than anyone, although the percentage of African-American or multicultural women is smaller, but we spend more money, which is amazing to me. And so the fact that we still search for products blows my mind. So I think that there's also a resurgence of the Dr. Johnson or Mr. Johnsons, and we already see the Madam C.J. Walker brand resurging. So I think the smaller independent brands are going to make a huge new resurgence. Also with people like Erica Douglas, Sister Scientist, who's actually in The Planner. She is a cosmetic chemist. They're more cosmetic chemists. Also, she's a blogger. I forget her name. She just got her degree as a chemist. There's so many new female chemists that are, because they understand the products a little differently than the type of cosmetic chemists that are in, you know, in corporate America right now. So, you know, I said a few things,
right.
But definitely the independent brands resurgence. Women are understanding what we need more and maybe spending our dollars a little smarter, I believe.
Right, absolutely. Back to your planner, that's something that both my sister and I have started doing more, is using planners in kind of in different ways, where you kind of, for lack of a better word, kind of trick out your planner. As a way of paying more attention. Like, you know, I at some point I used to just write things down in a planner and would never go back to it, or, you know, make notes and never read my notes type of thing. And so we started using planners more and getting a little bit more involved with it and doing things with the planner so that it makes you want to go back and flip the pages and kind of, you know, read the notes that you wrote or look up what you're, you know, what you're supposed to be doing that day or that week type of thing. And so I think what you're doing with your planner is awesome, because it's not only helping you to get organized, but listening to you speak sounds like it's also it's a way to help you find balance. Speaking of balance, you know, and all that you're talking about tonight, and my sister and I often talk about this on this show a lot as well, you know, social media is such a big thing, you know, and I'm sure it's not going anywhere at all. I think it's here to stay. And if you are a business owner, and I'll just speak for myself, you know, I do makeup for film and television. You know, and then I have my beauty businesses as well as this show. And it's kind of hard to, you know, balance everything, but also trying to stay active on social media. Can you talk a little bit about how important it is to be consistent on social media when you're trying to build your brand?
That's such a big question, and such an important question. It is extremely important to be active in social media, because social media basically, and to be consistent, social media is the advertisement of 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And it's free, pretty much. So it's a total different avenue. But if you want to draw in your audience, it does require consistency. In my life, I've worked with different companies, and so I've always been the person behind the scenes. And it can be challenging to be consistent if you're doing it yourself. So I totally understand that. But creating a strategy, creating a way to actually outline what you're going to post and what your objective is and how frequent, and understanding who's responding and when they're responding and what time, is the only way to build the platform that you want. And I also think it's important that you decide what platforms to be on. I am not an advocate that you have to be on every single platform that's out there. I believe that you should decide what's the best platform for you. I mean, everyone needs to be on Facebook. That's a given. But beyond that, you need to decide where your audience lives and breathes and go where they are. I don't think because Snapchat and Periscope are popular that may not be the right format for you or the right avenue for you, for your brand. And I think it's about understanding who your brand is, what your brand essence is, and who you're trying to target. And that's pretty much what both books are about, a lot about that.
Now, you mentioned Facebook. I love Facebook. My sister hates it. Why does everyone need to be on Facebook?
I believe everyone should be a part of Facebook because it's a staple. Because it is, you know, my niece is on Facebook as well as my grandmother's on Facebook, you know. So it's going to get the gamut of ages. It is the go-to. If you say social media, that is the one that everyone is on. So it's all demographics. It's all ages. It's international. That's the one you should be on if you're only going to choose one.
Right. And so you're pretty much – but is it great for business?
It's great for business,
because
if you're going to choose one, I would definitely choose Facebook. I am an advocate of Instagram. I love Instagram. Facebook has a lot of different tools to promote. Facebook has tools to, you know, to sponsorship, as well as Instagram now too. And then Twitter is a different animal because you can do a lot of different promoting on there as well in a different way. So it's just kind of understanding where you want to be. What I do know, what I also believe, is that digital and mobile, anything you can integrate into your business that's digital or mobile that is the wave of where we're going. So, yes, apps are great, anything augmented, anything that gives you an advantage that's mobile because we are on the go. More people are using their phones than their laptops or tablets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. How do you think social media has changed the landscape of beauty?
I spoke a little bit about it earlier, but one thing is the global and how instant it is, because you can have a website, you become global. But that's part of the reason I wrote The Business of Beauty in a Digital Age, because you have this site and you now can sell products on an e-commerce site, you still have to do the marketing and communication 101. You still have to do the basics and understand what it takes to build a brand, to create a 360-degree marketing strategy that has the touch points. Now, sure, social media has removed some of those advertising touch points, but it's been replaced with some, you know, other marketing avenues that are digital. So really understanding branding and marketing and communication, you know, those are buzzwords now. They don't use them as we used them before. I know I'm dating myself, sorry. But, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of your book, Evolving Beauty, The Business of Beauty in a New Age. Let's just go back to the beginning of that. What inspired that book? And what was your goal for writing it?
I've been in the beauty industry for over 10 years, and I've worked for some very, you know, strong companies. And I kind of just saw a lot of I saw a lot of things in the beauty industry, and so I wanted to, one, create a historical foundation. I think that we don't always understand our history in beauty and in hair. And so there's more focus on hair because I've worked for a lot of hair companies, but it touches all beauty categories. So my inspiration was to create a historical foundation to connect the multicultural community to understand our relevance and our interest in the beauty industry. Second, I wanted to share some insider tactics from businesses that I've worked on or worked for or worked with, and just to help to, again, advance specifically some of the emerging brands, some of the newer brands, some of the indie brands, because it is a difficult industry to navigate. If you want to be on shelf, if you want to sell on e-commerce, when to create partners, what platforms to be on, when to go to mass, do you just want to be in beauty supply stores? I mean, the conversation is endless about where you can go and what you can do, and I wanted to share some of the insider strategies that I had being in the business. And then also I wanted to introduce the Beauty Breakthrough Theorem, which is a proprietary algorithm that was created by my consultancy to help brands navigate. And it's a theorem which layers two very popular theories already, life cycle and consumer adaptation, with the digital age and what stages they're in. So it kind of helps you understand where you are as a brand and what makes sense, what makes good, a good sense for your next steps. So those are the three major reasons why I wanted to create this book. And Lisa Price was gracious enough to write the foreword for the book. So I was really, really, really happy that she accepted to do that for me.
Nice. Now, as I was researching, there are four learning objectives for evolving beauty. Can you share with us what those are all about?
Sure. The artistry in the beauty industry, like really understanding, one of the learning modules is really understanding the artistry of the business, from inception to today. And the innovation of it is a really important piece for me. And I speak about that in the book, and I have a new project coming out in a couple of months that really talks a lot about innovation. So you can look for that. But that was one of the learning modules for the book. The other, again, was just marketing and communications 101, like really understanding some insider tactics about what marketing is and the core things underneath the social media. So the social media is a layer to help advance where you are, but it's not the actual core element of your business. And I think that a lot of younger or new brands get that part confused. So that was a really important piece for me. The third was the Beauty Breakthrough Theorem. And then the last is that, I've been an executive, I've been a brand manager and worked in different companies, but I've also been a consultant. And so I work with indie brands and big brands, and I want brands to win. Like, it's expensive. It's hard to be an entrepreneur. It takes courage to risk your future and your family's future to go out and strike out in the beauty industry. It's a wonderful thing. And so to win and to win big is great. And so I want people to win. And that's why I wrote the book.
Absolutely. Now, if you had some advice to share with a brand new beauty entrepreneur, as far as how to market and brand themselves, what would you share with them?
I'm an advocate of, which is where all of everything that I do is based in aligning with yourself, what makes sense for you. So I'm an advocate of really understanding who you are and who your brand is. And that's why it's about brand master. I call it brand mastery and self-mastery. Are you chasing your consumer or is your consumer chasing you? Very few brands are really able to do that well, but it happens and it exists. And I think that's the place where we thrive. That is the place where we can be happy and successful, because we've created this wonderful thing that is resonating with who we are as a woman or as people. And so your brand and your business sort of align. And so to answer the – it was a long question, long answer, sorry. But to answer the question, I would say research. So from a personal perspective, take some inventory about your core values and what you want and align that with the type of business that you're doing. And research it. So, you know, do something that you want to do that you that makes sense, that may be a void in the industry. It's not just about, you know, competing. You know, in a world of boss babes and boss chicks and girl power, and I'm all for that. I love it. Don't get me wrong. However, we can be individuals. There's room. There's so much room for innovation here. It's okay to be different. It's okay to do something different. Do your research. Look at your competitors. Find out what's happening. Move the needle forward, though. You don't have to just be a Mrs. Me Too. You can do something different. It's possible. It's beautiful. It's great. And make money at it.
Right. Absolutely. So in this new age of beauty, you know, we're talking about digital and social media, you know, how do we as beauty business owners effectively manage social media so that we are growing our brands, not just because I know we talked about consistency, but should we sit down maybe with a professional, or if you know, or if we're able to handle it on our own, but sit down and come up with a campaign, so to speak, or a plan as to how we want to, you know, matriculate through social media, so to speak. Should we be planning it? I guess is what I'm asking. Should we be planning it so that we win when we're on social media?
I'm so glad you brought that up. Okay, so we definitely should have a plan and a strategy, a calendar, a yearly calendar. So when you do your marketing strategy or your communication strategy, the social media piece should be a big part of it. And depending on what stage of brand you're in or what stage of business you're in, you know, you may have a small team. You may not have the resources to do it. But if you have to do it yourself, write down a strategy for your year, a calendar. What pockets do you want to create campaigns? Who do you want to partner with? What is it, a sales focus? Is it an awareness focus? Are you trying to just get awareness about your brand so then you can actually maybe the second half of the year come out with a different type of campaign for sales? Like really understand your highs and lows and understand the season, what's seasonal and what's not. So from, you know, every single quarter, you should be able to also do reflection. So for, you know, January to March, this is my strategy. These are my monthly objectives. This is the campaign that I'm going to run. I'm going to give away X amount of promotional giveaways or contests or partner with a different brand. I love partnerships. I think partnerships, especially for new brands, are the great way to go. It's just that you have to bring something to the table because you're asking for something. So you can't just come and ask for a partnership. You have to actually have something to offer as well. But strategy is very important, and consistency. So, you know, maybe create the, you know, the Man Crush Monday or the, you know, the Women Crush Wednesday. And it doesn't have to be that. Again, that's, it's cliche. It's cool, but it's cliche. You can create your own, but it is about a plan, a strategy that's about first awareness and then second sales. And then third, consistency.
Gotcha. So you just spoke a few minutes ago about the smart brand master. Can you go into a little bit more detail about how does one become a smart brand master?
Yes. There are a few brands out there, and for me it's about leading your own way. I spoke a little bit about, are you following your consumer? Is your consumer following you? Glossier is a great brand that has done a wonderful job of being a brand master. Started as a blog and now have their own products, and they really demand what they want. It's a different type of product, but the business model, fantabulous. Awesome. So it's really about deciding how you want your brand to be introduced and what it should look like and what it should feel like, and go a different route, go a different door. Do the research. I think that research is the critical component, the self-inventory parts of it as also the competitive part. So you want to understand your brand, understand everything about who your consumer is, primary, secondary, tertiary, understand some of their social, you know, their psychographic profiles, where they live, where they breathe, and then understand your competitors. Researching your competitors is the same as, you know, just understanding what's happening at war. So you want to know what your competitors doing. I don't want to consider it to war, but you want to know what everyone in
right.
the marketplace in your category is doing. You want to know price points. You want to know where they're selling. You want to know where they are on shelf. Are they on an end cap? Are they in mass? Are they in prestige? Like, where are they? And you want to understand where you should play into that. And so that those are some of the tactics and some of the guidelines about being a brand master, because you'll be able to walk your own path. You'll be able to create your own destiny. And so one question is always, well, how do I do that if I don't have money to do that? Great question.
Mm-hmm.
It takes planning. And I talk about that in the planner, because as women, we get so many more no's, you have to plan things out, because you're going to get more no's than others. So you have to plan, okay, I want to do it my way. Yes, I'd like to make money. It might be a longer strategy. It might take longer, but you have to plan for that. You have to plan for no's.
Right. Now, the last time I checked, you guys were taking pre-orders for the planner. Is it available now, or are you still doing pre-orders?
The planner, we're still in pre-order. It will be available this week on Thursday.
Gotcha.
Yay! Yeah.
And what are,
yeah, that's why
what are
you
your
have to plan for no's. You have to plan for the no's.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. What are your hopes with the planner? What do you want people to that purchases? What do you want them to walk away with? And, you know, what do you want them to gain after going through this planner?
I honestly want people to set bigger goals for their lives and reach and stretch. I am not an advocate. You know, I am not an authority on being happy, nor am I an authority on being successful. But I've been in enough boardrooms, conference rooms, production rooms, VIP rooms, backstage with enough people to know and to understand
mm-hmm.
some of those tactics. So I want, and I see people that are successful but not always happy. So I want people
mm-hmm.
to align themselves with what makes them happy, and to make bigger goals for themselves, particularly women in beauty. Life is too
right.
short to not be happy, and we definitely need to be successful, but it's definitely too short to not be happy.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, I know you,
your book is Evolving Beauty, The Business of Beauty in a New Age, Volume 1. Do you have plans for another volume?
Not as of now. I have the new project that's coming up. It is not a business. It is a business property. I didn't want to speak too much about it, but it's related to innovation. So
okay.
It's about innovation.
Gotcha. And I know that you know, last year you were doing a book tour. What was some of the feedback that some of the women gave for the book?
Oh, wow. I mean, the engagement that I had with women, that probably was some of the most gratifying from writing the book, because you get to talk to people, look them in the eyes, and, you know, people are passionate about the beauty industry. It's a great industry to be in, and people are passionate about learning, you know, learning how to get into it, learning, you know, well, what piece of it can I be in, and how to grow their business. So I think that they hadn't seen a book like mine. And so some of the things that were in it, I heard a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I didn't know Mr. Johnson's story about Johnson products, or, you know, I didn't understand that, you know, I needed to do certain types of research and, you know, a SWOT analysis and really understand my brand in different ways. So I think it's just some of the, it isn't even so much tactics, just some of the marketing 101 that people hadn't seen. So some of those types of things. Also just looking in their face and seeing how, you know, authentic they were about whatever industry they were in. Like it was great. I really, that kind of gave me momentum.
So tell me a little bit about Shine Beauty Culture. How different is your consultant business from, let's say, a PR firm?
Shine Beauty Culture is a consultancy that I started in 2007. It is different from a PR firm because, well, one, we don't do public relations. We partner sometimes for specific projects, but we are rooted in research and brand management, meaning we do a lot of digital research for brands, also brand management engagement. So consulting, using the Beauty Breakthrough Theorem with what your next step should be, and, you know, can't we create custom campaigns as well? So mostly digital research. We do analysis, comprehensive reporting, findings, things like that for the research part. And then the brand management is more execution, but custom campaign.
So basically when you were talking about, you know, knowing your consumer and, you know, doing the research, one could come to you for help with, you know, just finding out specifics about different consumers.
Absolutely, sure. You know, and that's one of the things we do from a brand management, one of the segments of the brand management, thank you for refreshing, reminding me, is restage. So we have a package. And the other thing about our consultancy is we are fixed term, fixed fee. So we do X amount of, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a fixed term and a fixed fee. Here's the rate. We agree upon it up front. We create key performance indicators for you, and we assess and report all the way through. So you can come to us for digital strategy. You can come to us for a restage. So we have a package called it's called Brand Essence, where we look at who you are as a brand and sort of understand where you are and hear your pain points and understand where you want to go. And we do different mm-hmm. types of analysis, including Beauty Breakthrough Theorem, to help you determine that and set a course of action.
Gotcha. Do you think, because I'm listening to what you say your business offers, as well as thinking about the planner, and do you think I kind of answered my own question for myself, but do you think it's important that every business do something similar to this, either go and consult with someone or, and I'm talking about, you know, brand new startups and small businesses, go and speak with someone such as yourself and your company, or kind of go through the steps that the planner is going to take you when you want to sit down and kind of start out with a new business? Do you think that's necessary?
I absolutely think it's necessary. I mean, a consultation can never hurt because you're getting feedback from someone that's been in the business and has, you know, more experience than you, like to share some objective, you know, objective insight about your brand. And it's, like I said, it's expensive. You only get one time to make a first impression. You've seen brands mm-hmm. restage. You've seen the new packaging, same great product, new look. You know, you've seen that a million times. That's expensive to do. And you're distancing your relationship with your retailer, and you're distancing your relationship with your consumer when you continually change things. So you want to try to get it as close to correct as possible. Now, sometimes you need a refresh, you know, the gentle treatment, if I'm talking about relaxer, the gentle treatment from 1970, you know, they had to change the brand, their packaging, or, you know, the Vaseline jar from 1982, you change the packaging for a refresh. I get that. But when you need to totally rebrand, it is very expensive, and it's not really good. So yes, consulting with a consultant like a Shine Beauty Culture, like myself, please do. Give us a call, and we'd love to entertain a consultation and help guide brands.
I think it's a great thing, because sometimes, you know, we as business owners think we know everything about our business and about where we want to go. And sometimes, truth be told, we really don't know, and we have
it's
no
funny
idea
that
where
you
we're
say
going.
That. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I write about that in the book. I had a Shine Beauty Culture started as Shine Exposition, so I started a trade show, and I failed, and I talk about why I failed, and I failed primarily because of my own ego, because this is what I wanted to do, and I thought I knew the consumer, and I thought it was going to be great. So what I was doing, what I would do for my clients or someone I worked for, because I didn't have the consultancy at the time, I didn't even do it for myself, because we do think we know it all, because we do, and sometimes we're just too close to it. You're too close to it. You're too invested in it. You need someone else to look at it from an outside to see what you're doing. That's why they have proofreaders. That's why they have experts. That's what they're there for, to look at it from a different set of eyes. It's a great idea.
Absolutely. So is there anything, I know you're working on a new project, but is there anything that you haven't done with your two books and the project that you're doing? Is there anything that you haven't done that you would like to do that would help? That will help, you know, businesses who are trying to brand themselves and position themselves for success?
Oh, that's a good one. I like to reach clients on the onset, as you discussed, because it makes it easier. I'd like to have a broader conversation as well about what women want and need, because I think that speaks to the innovation, and that speaks to less Me Too products and creating things that can help us. Shine Beauty Culture and Evolving Beauty Brands are all about tools to boost the evolution for success. So things that can help, life hacks, you know, things that can help our lives. And all of these products were created from voids that I saw either in my personal business or in my personal life, or my tribe of friends in my circle. So there are things that I saw a need for to make life easier. So I think more of the innovation, because there's so many things that we could be doing, and I think that's the piece that's really missing for me. It's trying to drive the innovation, trying to create something new. Everything's so it's so a lot of the same.
Now I hear you. I heard you say your tribe, your circle. As an entrepreneur trying to grow a business, who should we keep in our circle? Who should we have as a part of our tribe? Am I hitting on some things you talk about?
You are, because I just feel like who we have around us is such a critical piece for our success. And we don't always understand that in the moment. Sometimes it's reflection. But I think Michelle Obama says it best, that we should have women that we look up to and women that we can bring with us. So it's not always having people that have more or are smarter. Sometimes you do need to have people, because you need everybody has different qualities and different skills. So you know, you have certain friends or certain people that are just really loyal, you know, and that's great. They may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but they're loyal and they're your friend. Then you have people that are super smart. So I just think you need a variety of people, but the one consistent thing from all of them is positivity. you have to weed out. You have to just cut the weeds and move forward, because everybody is not meant to take your journey. Everybody is not meant to go where you're going. And once we understand that, and I'm talking about everybody, family, I don't care how long you've known you. You just may not be a part of my evolution. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I can still love you from a distance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or is there anything that you wanted to mention that you haven't mentioned tonight about the new planner or your existing book?
Well, I'll just say that Evolving Beauty, The Business of Beauty in a Digital Age, it was released last year. It's still available. I'm still doing promos and tours with it and for it, trade shows, et cetera. The planner, which will be out on Thursday, will be available again on Thursday, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also buy it on my site, evolvingbeauty.info. And there is one last piece. We talked about tribe, and so there is a workshop that I'm doing to help support our tribes. It is groups of six or groups of 12. And so the way that it's going to be executed is that a woman can create her own tribe, because, like I said, your tribe is who you make it. You know, family doesn't always mean, you know, blood. Family is whomever you decide to spend and engage your life with. And so the purpose of tribe, and that's what it's called, is to help women surrender the life that they have to create the life that they want. And so we do a workshop that's based on the business book and as well as the planner, with groups of six or 12. It's intimate. It's very intimate. And that kicks off actually in April.
Nice. Please keep us posted so we can get the information out there.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. I love it. Maybe you guys should host a tribe also. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. We can talk about that one.
Okay.
Your book that's coming out on Thursday, how much is that going to sell for?
Oh, glad I mentioned that. One additional thing. Okay, so the book is $35.
Okay.
But I didn't mention, which is important, that 50% of all the proceeds from the book go to The Cause Culture, thecauseculture.org, and that is a nonprofit that is seated in education, conventional scholarships as well as unconventional scholarships. So, you know, everyone doesn't go to college. We're in the beauty industry. So beauty, it's film, it's whatever scholarship that can be awarded. And so it will be awarded, I think, in November. But 50%, I have to check with them, 50% of all the proceeds for the planner go to thecauseculture.org.
Nice. All right, we will definitely promote that. Wow, that's good to hear. That's really good to hear. And
I think
it's going to be
an excellent tool.
I think that's going to be an excellent tool, this planner. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on a copy of that and the book as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We were glad to have you on. It's a lot of good stuff. You just have my mind going now. I'm happy about that.
Email me or call me anytime. Please do.
Absolutely. I will. And you're based in Atlanta now? Is that correct?
I'm based in Atlanta. Yeah, I was in New York for a long time and D.C., but now I'm in Atlanta. Yes.
Okay. Well, then maybe we can get together because we're in Atlanta as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just saw that on your site. So yeah, maybe we can get together. But that would be good. And I'm excited about getting my hands on it. So this Thursday, it comes out on Thursday. I probably wouldn't receive it before then, before Friday. But
well, you're in Atlanta. So
we're going on vacation.
Okay, vacation. Oh, where are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we got to get that.
We're going to Punta Cana. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
But
when are you going?
On Friday morning. Friday morning.
Okay, well, let me see if I can get you something before then. I would love for you to have it and take it on vacation with you.
Yes, that would be good. Great vacation.
Okay. awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And, absolutely.
Please, let's be in touch. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Felicia.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys for tuning in. I am excited about her planner, and it's definitely needed for sure. For all of you beauty entrepreneurs out there, and then just not only those who have businesses, but just beauty professionals in general, because it's all about where we want to go with our brand, and, you know, we are our brand. So even if you don't have a business per se, you still are a brand. And so I think this is going to be great information to help us to, one, get balanced in our lives, personal lives, relationships, family, as well as career. So looking forward to reading it and also sharing information from it as well. All right. So, again, I just want to remind everyone that next Sunday night, we don't have a show. We will be on, just like I just said, we'll be on vacation. So next Sunday night, there won't be a show. But the following Sunday, we will be back. And a couple Sundays ago, we spoke with Buffy Purcell about taxes. Well, she's coming back to talk to us beauty professionals about savings. Okay? So you don't want to miss that. All right. All right. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. Thank you again, a big thank you again to Felicia Taylor for joining us tonight. So much great information to share with us. Thank you guys for who tuned in on the phone lines, and those of you who have listened online, thanks again for your continued support. Have a wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.